flight A12 in Jakarta is now arriving at gate 42.
Bruce! Judd!
Hi, Loretta. Thanks for coming.
Are you all right, Bruce?
I'm fine. The wheelchair was the airline's idea.
What happened? Judd sounded positively mortified when he called from the plane.
The doctor that checked him out on board thought the combination of bad food and cabin pressure caused him to stop breathing for a moment.
Like an allergic reaction.
Oh, I just don't like it. I think we should run you out to the hospital.
There's no need for that. I mean, look at me. I'm fine.
Oh, you don't look fine.
Honestly, Loretta, I'd really rather just get home. Good night's sleep in my own bed is all I need.
Oh, I wish I could believe you.
You'll see, Loretta. Tomorrow, I'll be right as rain.
I never did like rain.
The Kids Left Behind. Episode 24, War Games.
Your father has been telling me that I should just forget about you, Haya.
I know.
But you're my daughter. That's not something you just forget.
Dad's just mad because I became a Christian.
I know. I told him that I felt something was missing from my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there is something missing from your life.
You know how
Come on, Mom. Quit beating around the bush. Time is running short.
If your father knew I was talking to you...
I know, but...
Haya, I have something I have to tell you.
What?
I'm going into the hospital. There's some things they want to check out. I had a mammogram, and... Well, they're not sure about a number of areas.
Mom!
It may be nothing. That's why we're going back, to find out, and...
Wow. Mom, why didn't you tell me?
Well, your father will be at the hospital with me. I didn't want to cause a scene.
Oh, right, Mom. Good reason.
If the militia is planning an attack on the global community, Nikolai Carpathia has to be one of the targets.
Of course he's one of the targets. He's the primary target.
So you guys are just gonna march up and snuff out the Antichrist?
Not easy since he took everyone's guns away.
No, let me guess. The militias have been stockpiling weapons knowing this is gonna happen.
Oh yeah.
And you guys have enough firepower to wipe out the GC?
No, you don't need to wipe out every goofball in the GC. You just need to take out the chain of command. Carpathia, Fortunato... Even this Matthews guy is a threat.
I can't believe this is even a plan.
Have any of you considered that maybe I'm right?
No.
Not me.
Yeah, me neither.
Gotta tell you, cuz, I'm with them on this one.
I'm gonna fight the enemy of this country, as well as the enemy of our souls, and you're all bailing on me.
Nobody wants to see you throw your life away, Mark. Besides, the Bible is pretty clear that nothing is gonna stop the Antichrist.
That's your interpretation, and you're entitled to it.
I got it. Hello?
Jihad, is that you?
Yeah, Loretta, it's me. What's going on? Taking who away?
Bruce! They're taking him to the hospital!
What? What happened?
When I got here, he was passed out on the floor!
What's taking so long?
Relax, man. It's only been a couple of minutes.
I hate hospitals.
Everyone hates hospitals.
Nothing good ever happens in a hospital.
Well, here they come.
Judd, how's Bruce doing?
Actually, not so good.
But he is resting for now.
This is Dr. Glazer. He's keeping an eye on him.
Hi. I understand you are Bruce's daughter?
Yeah.
Well, I have to be honest with you. We're still not exactly sure what happened. At first, we suspected anaphylactic shock. That's a reaction to something that he ate or breathed, and perhaps even a bug bite.
Well, how serious is that?
It has the potential to be very serious. His heart rate is very erratic, which could suggest that it was a heart attack.
When can we talk with him?
Until we're actually able to diagnose the problem, I'm afraid we have to limit contact with him.
Limit like how?
I'm sorry. I can't let you see him right now.
I'm so sick of this.
You ain't the only one.
Every time we want to do something, every time we want to help,
Ryan,
we can't.
It ain't our fault we're younger than you.
Hey, I don't make the rules, all right? They won't let me see Bruce either.
They think I'm his daughter and they won't let me in.
Yeah, well, now you know how we feel.
Huh?
You guys have all your little meetings about Mark and the militia and stuff, and you don't even invite us. I mean, Mark's our friend, too.
Right. We pretty much figure you guys would want to go with him.
Come on! Give us some credit.
Okay, like... Hey, pal, I don't know what to say.
Yeah, well, don't sweat it, all right? I'm sure you'll think of something else we're not allowed to do.
So, are you gonna have at me, too?
Nah, I'm mad, but not at you.
Well, that makes me feel much better.
Lionel, man, wake up.
What's going on, man?
Come on, dude. We're gonna go see Bruce.
It's the middle of the night.
It's almost 6.
Don't go back to bed.
Yeah, whatever. Phoenix, come here, boy. Come here. Good boy. Look, I'm sorry I gotta do this, boy, but I have to lock you up in here for a little bit. No. I gotta take off for a bit, okay? Lionel or Judd will let you out later. I hope. Don't make a mess, okay?
Vicky! You about ready to go?
All set. Just had to brush my teeth.
I've been waiting.
It's cool. I'm ready. You know, I'm sure your mom's surgery went fine.
I hope so.
I think your dad would have called if anything went wrong, right?
My dad wouldn't call if his life depended on it. If anything happened to my mom, I'd be the last one to find out. You gonna get that?
Yeah. I got it. Hello?
Vic, I need your help.
Why? What's going on?
Ryan's gone. Listen, Lionel thinks he said something about going to see Bruce.
What? They won't let him in.
And like that's gonna stop him.
Suppose.
Listen, I'm worried that he won't even make it to the hospital.
Well, Hi and I are going there now to see how our mom's doing. So.
All right, good. Can you keep an eye out for him?
Yeah, sure.
All right, I'm heading that way too. Listen, I'll look for you at the hospital.
Okay, cool.
Listen, Bruce, I hope you can hear me. They told me I wasn't supposed to come, but since when do I do what I'm supposed to, right? Look, anyway, I better make this quick. I kind of just wanted to tell you that, that I'm praying for you. And I wanted to say thanks for helping me become a Christian and stuff. You know, I used to be scared of everything, you know, but now I don't have to be afraid anymore. So thanks. And get better, okay? yeah, cool. So, I gotta go.
This seems so weird.
What?
I'm going to the hospital to see my mom. My mom's never been sick a day in her life.
So, maybe this will shock her out of her rut, you know, get her thinking.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, she seemed really close the other day when I talked to her.
That's so great.
Yeah, but it's this really guarded close, you know? Mm. Like, she wants to talk about it, but she doesn't want to talk about it.
Yeah, daddy versus daughter, and she's stuck in the middle.
Yeah, and I really can't tell which way she's gonna go. It's like she wants to...
Come on, Lionel, answer the phone.
Hello?
Lionel, are you okay?
Don't think of blowing up. No, I'm not okay.
Just get in the basement or something.
Yeah, I'm way ahead of...
Lionel? Lytle! Oh, no! Oh, perfect, a news crew. Now maybe I can find out what's going on.
War zone this afternoon. Global community peacekeepers have responded to threats from the American militia as well as other attacks worldwide.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hold it down.
Similar attacks have been reported in New York, Washington, D.C., London, Cairo, and Madrid.
Pretty sure they knocked out 50.
The concentration of firepower has been directed in an abandoned Nike missile base where members of the militia are said to be massing for an attack.
Oh, great.
Though we can't get close enough to see.
What are you doing?
Sources tell us that the Nike base...
Hiya, you okay?
Oh, yeah, I think so. Where am I?
Some lady's house?
What happened?
Well, you kind of plowed your car, like, onto another car. Then this lady came and brought us to her house. She's a nurse.
Why are my arms sore?
Airbags. But hey, they probably kept us from eating windshield, right?
Super. What's going on outside?
According to the TV, the GC is bombing the place.
What?
Not sure why. Something to do with a militia attack or something?
What would the militia attack around here?
Probably nothing. I think the GC attacked preemptively or something.
They're bombing the old Nike missile base across from the hospital.
Across
the hospital?
I guess I won't have to go to work tomorrow.
Wait, are you thinking what I'm thinking? Because...
Yeah, let's go.
Come on, would you move? Get out of the way! Lionel?
No, man, it's John.
John? John, where are you?
Well, I'm trying to get to the Nike base. I'm pretty sure Mark was there.
Great. Listen, I'm headed to the hospital. It's right across the road from the base. Maybe we should meet up.
Well, I'm just a few blocks away right now. This traffic is totally trashed, though. I'm getting ready to hoof it.
Yeah, looks like I'm jammed up ahead, too. I'm guessing I'm going to be on foot pretty quick here as well.
Okay, well, listen. I'm going to get off this line in case Mark calls, so I'll see you there.
Good.
All right.
Looks like this is as far as I'm driving. Excuse me. Hey, lady, what happened?
Move it.
No, I'm trying to find a guy.
Everyone's trying to find someone.
Come on, can you at least tell me what happened?
What's the matter with you? You can't see?
Where are the survivors?
That doctor's there, that nurse there, three women on that bench, and I'm standing right here wasting time answering your questions.
You're the only survivors?
If you're looking for someone else, the bodies are being laid out over there. Now let me do my job.
Vicky, hiya.
John, what are you doing here?
Where's Judd?
We just got here.
I haven't seen him yet.
Well, we're trying to meet up. We're gonna go look for Mark over at the Nike base.
Wait, the news that the base was destroyed.
So, I still gotta look for him.
Hey, there's Judd.
Judd!
He doesn't look too happy.
Judd, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine, I guess. I don't know.
What's wrong? What happened?
I saw him.
Saw who? Ryan, is he okay?
I saw Bruce. He's dead.
What?
They brought his body out. I saw him. He's...
I am so sorry.
Did he suffer much?
I don't know. He actually looked sort of peaceful.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dude. What about Ryan?
No sign of him yet.
You didn't happen to see my mom, did you?
I don't know your mom. I wouldn't recognize her.
Listen, I'm really sorry, you guys. But I gotta go find my crazy cousin.
Listen, will you two be okay if I go with him?
Yeah, I think so.
We should be okay. I just want to find my mom.
Can you meet us back at my place?
Yeah. Is Lionel okay?
I don't know. I was talking to him and the phone cut out.
Great.
Let's go.
Vic, see if you can find Ryan. Come here.
I can't believe...
I know, Vic. Let's worry about that later, okay?
All right.
All right. You gonna be okay?
I'll be fine. Go find Mark.
Whoa, hang on, gentlemen. I can't let you go any closer.
Man, what happened?
Militia group, stockpiling weapons here. GC forces took exception to that, you know.
Apparently they had a problem with the whole neighborhood.
Were there any survivors?
Does it look like anyone survived? If the bombs didn't get them, the heat did.
It wasn't a nuke, was it?
You think I'd be standing here if they used nukes? No. All lower yield conventional weapons without nuclear warheads.
Awful nice of them.
You still got the job done. Hey, there's a truck up the road, got tagged with an A-10 anti-tank missile. That old thing looks like molten slag.
Hey, I think I saw that. Was that an old Blazer?
Yeah, I think it was. That little bit of paint left on it was green. It's over there near the Tasty Mart.
Yeah, I think that's the one.
Dude, let's go check that out. You think that was Mark's truck?
It has to be.
Hey, he might not have been in it, huh? Which means he might be okay.
Or he might be part of that molten slag. Or he might be on his way to a GC concentration camp. Or he might have been vaporized in the attack.
Or he might be fine. Leave the conclusions till after we check it out, will ya?
Yeah, well, he better be okay. Because if he went and got himself killed, I'm gonna beat him to a pulp.
Excuse me,
get out of the way, please.
Why do I feel like people are blaming us for this?
Kaya!
Dad? Dad!
Kaya, are you okay?
I'm fine. Did you find Mom?
Yes, I found her.
Is she okay?
I'm afraid not.
Oh, God, Mom.
So, Kaya, why the tears? You won.
What?
Your religious fanaticism apparently swayed my wife.
Dad, I don't know.
She had part of a note in her hand when I found her.
And?
Here, read for yourself.
Give me God. Help me live for your son, Jesus the Messiah. Oh, thank you.
I figured you'd find solace in your little victory.
Victory? Dad, Mom's in heaven.
Your mother rejected the faith of our people.
Dad!
Today she's not only dead to me, she's dead to our God. Have a nice day.
This is 2-7 Tango. We're gonna call this area secure. We'll notify as soon as we're ready to lock down the next block.
Wow, these guys mean business. Check out the molten truck.
Dude, that's Mark's truck, all right.
What are you two doing here?
We wanted to see the truck that got slagged.
Just like the Air Force to be showing off.
Was anyone in it when it got hit?
Don't think so. Don't even think it was moving.
Then why'd they toast it?
Who knows? Like I said, they're probably showing off.
Nice.
Yeah, and we get left to mop up the mess. Stay out of the way, gentlemen.
Yeah, you got it.
Sure, no problem.
Well, we could be pretty sure they don't have him.
Yeah, maybe that G.I. Joe doesn't have him, but what about the one who got here before him? Or what if he wasn't the Blazer when it got toasted? Or what if...
Hey!
What?
Hey, boneheads!
What on earth?
Where is he?
I don't know, I don't see him.
Up here, on the roof.
Hey!
How'd you get up there?
The owner let me up here while the troops were going through.
Dude! You got GC choppers all over the place. You may want to get down before you get spotted.
I'll be right down.
Dude, I know what you're gonna say, so you don't have to bother.
Oh, really? Well, then this won't come as a surprise. Guess all those stockpiled weapons didn't get the job done, did they?
We got surprised.
Yeah, well, they were surprised in the White House when it blew up.
Get out.
Yeah, it's true.
Fitz, you make it out?
They don't know for sure.
Well, listen, we can finish this fascinating discussion some other time. Right now, we gotta get Rambo out of sight, or at least out of those fatigues.
You might want to start with getting that black and green paint off your face.
But that's my camouflage, dude.
Wrong colors for the suburbs, genius.
Yeah, your whole getup is likely to attract attention that we don't need right now.
Go see if Johnny Tastemart will let you wash up in his bathroom. We'll figure out what to do about your jammies.
Battle dress uniform?
Okay, whatever. Go clean up.
Be right back.
So, how are we going to get him home without the entire GC army seeing him?
Well, no big deal once we get him out of those fatigues.
Yeah, right. Except running him through the streets in his boxers and combat boots would draw even more attention.
Maybe his clothes got burned off.
Oh, and amazingly, he's unsinged.
Okay. Bingo. Look at that.
Look at what?
That music shop sells t-shirts.
Yeah, that music shop ain't open.
What are you talking about? Couldn't be more open.
Okay. What are you saying?
Every window on the block is shattered.
I see that. So?
So we grab a shirt, we leave a few bucks, end of story.
Commonly known as stealing.
Not if we pay for it.
I don't know, man.
How much money you have?
A couple of bucks. I left my wallet in the car.
I got $10, $11.
The shirts cost $17 plus tax.
Tax? Judd, would you quit being such a Boy Scout? We can send him some more money later.
I don't know, man.
Okay, here's our options. We pay $13 for a shirt, or Mark gets caught.
What are you guys doing?
We thought we'd catch up on a little shopping.
Got any money on you?
Yeah, because the camouflage is always enhanced by change rattling around in the pockets. Whoa, t-shirts, that's a good idea.
Yeah, only one question left.
What's that?
Beatles or Stones?
I'm just glad you guys are okay. I heard this big explosion and then the phone goes dead. I'm not gonna tell you guys what I thought happened.
Probably just hit the phone line somewhere.
Wonder how long it's gonna take them to fix them.
Well, all things considered, this has been a pretty awful day.
Tell me about it.
Bruce, Kaya's mom, and who knows where Ryan might be.
Nah. Don't write him off just yet. He's tougher than we think he is.
I'm just saying.
And I'm just saying you're wrong.
Bruce told me once the hardest thing to do is to let go of someone you care about.
Yeah, come on, Lionel. You gotta face it, all right? Ryan might not have made it. He might be dead.
Well, if he was anywhere near the hospital when the bomb hit...
I can't believe you guys!
Trust me, Lionel, nothing would make me happier than to see Ryan walk through the front door right now and say, I'm hungry, what's for dinner? But I ain't getting my hopes up.
Okay, so this is the worst day of my life, but I can't help being happy that my mom apparently believed before she died.
That's awesome.
And even though I didn't know him as long as you guys did, Bruce was my friend too.
He was a good man.
Know what I think? I think we need to honor his memory by making sure that we do everything we can so that as many people as possible know about God.
You got my vote. I mean, what else can they do to us, right? So why not just step up and go?
I'm in.
Sounds good to me, too.
Okay, so, given the events of the day, I guess I'll be focusing my battle against the enemy in a little different direction than before.
Good move, Rambo.
Lionel, how about you?
Come on. You know I'm in. I'll do anything I can to stop Carpathia from killing everyone I care about. I'm as sick of his lies as everyone else is, okay? But you want to know something? All this crying over Ryan? You can keep that to yourself, because I don't want no part of it. I ain't buying it, and I ain't crying it. You got it? Now I'm gonna go feed Phoenix, so he ain't starving when Ryan does get back.
Loyal citizens of the global community, I come to you today with a broken heart, unable to tell you even from where I speak. For more than a year, we have worked to draw this global community together under a banner of peace and harmony. Today, we have been reminded that there are still those among us who would pull us apart. It is no secret that I am a pacifist. I do not believe in war. However, I feel responsible for you, my brother and my sister in this global village. Global community peacekeeping forces have already crushed the resistance. The death of innocent civilians weighs heavily on me. But I pledge immediate judgment upon all enemies of peace. The beautiful capital of the United States of North America has been laid waste, and you will hear stories of more destruction and death. Our goal remains peace and reconstruction. Above all, do not fear. Live in confidence that no threat to global tranquility will be tolerated, and no enemy of peace will survive.
The Kids Left Behind is based on the best-selling books by Jerry B. Jenkins and Tim LaHaye. To find out more, check out The Underground at leftbehind.com. And for more information on the live-action audio series, stop by gapdigital.com. This live-action audio series is a presentation of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.